Monday, January 24th.
Blog Talk Radio.
Foundation. New Year's musical celebration. Yes, singing on top of the chandelier. I mean, way above the clouds. The fantastic.
PM. So that's 5:15:20. And then all of you that are listening by way of Blog Talk, I want to welcome you. And you can invite your friends to join us every day on Blog Talk by simply just calling this number, area code 347-989-0113. Again, that's area code 347-989-0113. And then those that are viewing by way of Periscope, I want to welcome all of our Periscope viewers. If you're a viewer for the first time, please type in first time or something. I want to welcome all of you. God bless you for taking our time to view us on this afternoon's broadcast. I want you to ask your friends and share this particular broadcast and taping with your friends and ask them to join us live on Periscope. Remember, we're on Periscope first time. God bless you. Sister Carly LaFavor, thank you so much for joining us. Amen. And I'm grateful to everyone that are, amen, with us as we broadcast live here in the South Florida area. So broadcasting all over the world, and I want everyone to tell somebody about these special, special live broadcasts every day at 1:30 to 2 p.m. Well, let's start with a prayer, and then I'm anxious to get into our discussion today about the dynamics of praise. So I want to start off with a prayer because I believe that there are some people out there that absolutely need God to step in their lives and step in some situations. So I believe that God want to do something miraculous in your life. So let us pray. Father, I thank you for a miracle that you're going to perform. I thank you for manifesting your spirit. I thank you right now for building us up where we're torn down and straightening out every crooked road. We thank you right now that you've heard the prayers of the righteous. And I pray right now that you rebuke the devil and all of his actions, and that you would heal every sick body, straighten out every crooked road, and meet the needs of the multitude. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, we pray and call it done. Amen and amen. Well, we give God praise. And again, we want to welcome everybody, amen, that's joining us on these live broadcasts by way of WEXY, Blog Talk, and Periscope. I am so excited about the spirit of praise that is falling upon the lives of people. I can tell you right now, I am seeing so much praise. I'm not just talking about a jubilant dance or a hand clap. I am talking about the praise from the inside out. There are people that are learning the in-depthness of praise, and they are embracing it. I'm talking about really embracing the spirit of praise. We've told you about, amen, praise being an approval of God, amen, will in our life, then praising God from certain areas in our life. I'm talking about those of you that are going through difficult times right now. In that spot where you are, you can praise God from it. Then I talked about, amen, the recommended praise. While you're going through, you can still recommend God to somebody else. I don't have a car, but I can tell you right now, God is big enough to give you a car. That's a strange phrase to me, y'all, and I may have to revisit that word, because recommending God to somebody else while you waiting on your miracle, that is a form of praise. And then I told you about commending praise, where you commend God. Amen. After you recommend God, you commend God on his strange strategies that he uses, amen, to deliver us or to bless us. Some of you have gotten blessed and you don't know how God did it. I mean, God would cause people to put money in your hand that you didn't even know. I mean, people that you didn't know, God would cause them to put money in your hand and you didn't even know them. But thank God for, amen, the commending praise, how you commended God on his strange strategies, how God brought you out, how he set you free, and how he worked miracles out in your life. I mean, that is something right there. That's enough right there to give God praise, amen, for what he has been doing, giving him praise for what he has been doing. I mean, so when you commend God on his strange strategies, commending God on his strange strategies, how he uses different ways, amen, to bless you. And you may think it's coming from one direction, but then God will use something totally different amen, that you weren't even aware of, amen, to bless you, to show you that he's God in any situation. He's God when you're in any situation. He's God, amen, in the midst of any situation. God remains God. He remains God. Listen to me very carefully. And, you know, I want to talk about the dynamics of praise, the dynamics of praise. Praise in its dynamics, praise in its movement, praise in the progression state that it may be in. Praise, amen, that's not a part of us innately. Glory to God. The creation part of us, like man, we are the creation of the Creator. We are the creation of the Creator. But that does not necessarily mean that every creation is going to praise God. Although we are the creation, that don't mean that we automatically praise God. For he has left it up to the will of man to give him praise. And then the man himself, the woman himself, must be tried in different areas. See, anybody, because you praise God, because you got a new job, that really don't mean nothing. There is a dynamics that you must go through. There is a movement, a progression that you must go through. God must test to see if you would still have that same praise if you don't have a job. I mean, anybody can praise God and say, you know what, God bless me with the man of my dream or the woman of my dream or, amen, the spouse that I prayed for. I mean, that's good. But let me hear you say that same testimony 6 years later when that same man or that same woman is getting on your nerves. And I mean, they taking you to that point. Let's see you praise God then. Let's see you praise God, amen, when your car gets stolen versus you getting a new car. See, praise must be identified in every situation. But because we are men and women does not necessarily mean that we are going to praise him, although we have been commanded to praise him. You know, one of the personalities that came before me when I was dealing with this word dynamics, right? Now, it is a word that have multiple meanings, multiple meanings. Number one, it is the movement, but also it is the force that causes movement. Dynamics is also the mechanics of, but it is the force that causes movement. Now, here it is. One of the personalities that came before me when I was thinking about dynamics was this creation in heaven by the name of Lucifer. This creation in heaven by the name of Lucifer, he came before me because he was made, the Bible said, perfect in all of his ways. He was made perfect. Perfect in what? Whatever he did, he was imperfect in it. I mean, the Bible said that his pipes were within him. So the melodies and the sounds that came out of his mouth were perfect. Perfect pitch, perfect melody. Do you understand? Nobody knows praise better than Lucifer. Nobody knew praise better than Lucifer because he was the anointed cherubim. His wings covered, amen, the throne of God. So you couldn't get to God unless you go through Lucifer. So here it is, this anointed cherubim that is very large. His colors. Y'all ain't saying it to me. His colors were very bright. I mean, he had every color that is known to mankind, amen, as his covering. His colors were very bright. He was a very lighted angel. So he's perfect in pitch. He's perfect in his voice. He's perfect in melody. I mean, he's large. He's bright. He's strong. He's beautiful. I mean, what more could you ask for? I mean, he's beautiful, he's perfect. I mean, whatever he does is perfect. And he said, you were perfect in all your ways until iniquity came into your heart. The praise of God was no longer there. Although it was God that made you the way that you are. I mean, you didn't have the idea to make yourself that way, Lucifer. You didn't have that idea. You didn't have the idea to put, amen, pipes on the inside of your lungs, your spiritual lungs, where when you say something, it would sound like a whole orchestra. You didn't have that idea. That was God's idea. You didn't have the idea to cover yourself in rubies and diamonds and emeralds and pearls. You didn't have that idea. That was God's idea. You didn't have that idea to make your wings as large as they were. That was God's idea. The only thing God wanted you to do was to give him praise for who he is. And the Bible said you was that anointed cherubim. Lucifer was that anointed angel. And I mean, what more could you ask for after God blesses, after God endows, after God gives? What more could you ask for other than to say, you know what, all you have to do now, you don't have to labor, you don't have to work, you don't have to do nothing, amen, to beautify yourself. The only thing you have to do is just give God praise. How? Whatever dynamic way you do it, if you flap your wings, you give him praise. Amen. If you open your mouth and sing, you give him praise. Just your appearance, amen, when other angels see you, that's giving him praise. All you have to do is cause your progression and your movement and your dynamics, amen, to be done in praise. And do you know that he wouldn't even do that? And the Bible said, because iniquity had filled his heart. What you mean iniquity? Because he had got in his mind to say, you know, God would be on one side of heaven and I'd be on another. God said when iniquity was found in him, he was cast out of heaven. And Jesus described to the disciples how quick he was cast out of heaven. He says to the disciples, don't rejoice because demons are subject to you. You know, rather, you need to rejoice that your name is written in heaven, because I saw Satan, amen, fall as lightning. So Jesus is saying it was so quick that it was like a flash of lightning. And all he had to do was just give God praise. That's all Lucifer had to do. Oh, my God, was just give God praise. Do you know that that's all God is asking for me and you to do, is just to give him honor, to give him praise for who he is? That's all. I mean, and so praise must be, amen, a form of your life. Do you know, amen, that dynamics mean, amen, the presenting, amen, or the developing of one's characteristics or personality? It becomes part of you. See, the force from the definition of the word dynamic is something that propels something else. It's sort of like you get a flashlight and it looks good, but until you put the batteries in it, that flashlight has no ultimate purpose. You can get a lamp, and the lamp can be trimmed in gold. I'm talking about real gold. I'm talking about trimmed in all kind of nice glass and you know, just beautiful and a gold foundation. But until you plug that lamp up, it serves no purpose. It must now become a part from the inside. The force must go from the inside so that the lamp can show forth light. And God is saying, I need some people that's going to allow, amen, the honor of me to come out of their life so much that they would light up in the midst of trouble. They will light up in the midst of prosperity, but they will light up in the midst of danger. They will light up in the midst of the doctor saying that they're healed, and they will light up in the midst of the doctor saying, no, we see the same thing. I need some people to allow the force and the dynamics of praise to come out of them. You want praise to come out of us. For some reason or another, praise must be continually in our mouth. This is what he says. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. What you mean? I will speak well of the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. What is the word that you look for? Amen. Is it continually or praise? He's saying, listen, I need this praise continually to come out of my mouth. When? It doesn't matter when. I just need the force of the praise to come out. And I must accept what God is doing. I must approve of what God is doing. Listen to me very carefully. I believe right now that God is trying to use this same dynamic, Do you know that God can make you rich? Do you know that God can put us, amen, on top and not beneath? Do you know that God can cause your business to prosper? Do you know that God can give you the desires of your heart? Do you know that God can do anything but fail? But what he's looking for is the person that will perform the dynamics of praise. The progression of praise. I mean, at this point, you following Christ for 5 years and 10 years and 15 years, you should have gotten a little bit better. You should have gotten a little bit, amen, experience. Better in experience in praise. Sort of like when you see trouble coming, you ought to know, so you know what? They look like trouble coming, so you know what? I'm going to get my praise in gear right now. I'm getting ready to get my praise in gear right now. When those bad thoughts come to you, you ought to say, you know what? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I need to get in line with dynamics right now. I need that force to come up out of me so that I can do what the scripture says. Amen. Ye are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Glory to God. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father. What good works? Not you giving somebody a pair of shoes. Not you giving somebody some gas money. No, your good works is praising God in the midst of trouble. They're going to glorify God. People don't glorify God when you give them no shoes. You know, that anybody can give them shoes. The strangers can give you some gift. Strangers can do that. But, you know, when people see you praising God in the midst of some of the most hardest moments of your life, some of the most difficult times of your life, and people can see you, amen, performing the dynamics of praise, the dynamics, I'm talking about throwing your hands up and giving God glory, opening up your mouth. You know, our voice don't sound as good as, you know, Lucifer did in heaven. Some people